Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show, putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. I had something feeding into the mixer there that I've now turned down. All right, third hour, almost into the show. 1 hour until party time breaks out here. I refuse to wear that little silly hat with the confetti on the top. All righty. Story just now coming in. Israel is mounting a diplomatic effort, and I use that term lightly, against the potential vote by the IAEA to basically criticize Israel for being in possession of nuclear weapons of mass destruction, but refusing to sign the Non-Proliferation Treaty or submit to IAEA inspections. Israel's sole argument out there is that all those Arab nations, they have no right to point fingers. And we have seen this repeated time and time again by Israel's government, that Israel has the right to judge all other nations on earth, but nobody has the right to judge Israel because nobody knows what we've been through and how we've suffered. And we've heard it so many times. And I do wish the government of Israel would stop being hopelessly trapped in the past, in the first half of the previous century, before pretty much everybody alive today was even born. And I wish they would start living in the present-day world. I know why they won't. In the present-day world, Israel's government are not nice people. They're stealing other people's lands. They've got nuclear weapons. They won't sign the treaties. They won't even obey. They won't even honor the treaties they have signed. We are not being anti-Semitic here. We're being anti-jerk. I'd use a stronger word here, but they'd take away the license on this radio station. And there is a difference. We're not opposed to Israel because of who they are or what religion they follow. We are opposed to Israel's government because of how they behave. And that is perfectly legitimate to criticize Israel when they have nuclear weapons. They're caught selling them to South Africa, trying to sell it to South Africa. When they won't sign the same treaty that everybody else has, when they're screaming about Iran's non-existent weapons of mass destruction and screaming about the IAEA has to go in there, and yet when the IAEA says fair is fair, if we're going to inspect all these other countries, we have to inspect Israel, and Israel says, no, you can't do that. They're sure acting like they got something to hide, aren't they? So Israel's out there playing the victim and saying, you're being Nazis and you're being anti-Semites. We don't have nuclear bombs. The Germans are lying. They're always evil Nazis. And Mordecai Vanunu hired Michael Rivero to visually effect create all those photos. Excuse me. So, and it goes on and on and on, and they're all upset and crying and whining. And I'm tired of the whining and crying. I really am. I really am. I don't want to hear about the history of World War II anymore. I've tuned out National Geographic Channel. If it was an option, I would tell my cable company to disconnect it. Because I'm tired of specials about Hitler's super ship and Hitler's stealth this and Hitler's laundry list and Hitler's guide to better eating and all the rest of this stuff. It's just on so total overload, and I'm just sick and tired of it all. I'm sick and tired of an entire corporate media that seems to think Israel is the center of the universe. It's only half the size of New Jersey. There are, and this may come as a shock to you if you have grown up with American corporate media, there are other places on planet Earth. And they're very interesting. You'd never know it, certainly based on National Geographic this last week. All righty. Another small quake over at Fukushima, rattling that place here. They did get building 4 taken down successfully. I'll talk about that a little bit later. Back to the world of computers. Apparently, the Department of Justice had been trying to argue in the courts that violating your employer's computer use policy amounts to criminal hacking for which you could go to jail. Sending a private email on your work computer, that's criminal hacking. They've apparently realized that's a pretty stupid approach to this thing. We have a very strict policy here for the computers used at whatreallyhappened.com, and the policy is whatever. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Yeah. Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. A couple of emails came in. One of them is saying, don't be silly. You'd be adorable with one of those little hats with the confetti. And, okay, I'll wear the hat, but I draw the line at that shorty leather nighty thing. All right. caller called in off the line, suggested I get Reverend Billy from the Church of Stop Shopping on the air. I think that would be a really good idea because they do make some very, very good points over there, and we'll try and get him on the show in the very, very near future. Couple more stories from other parts of the world besides the political campaign. The Bayonne School District has lowered the passing grade for students. And they're basically saying the passing grade, instead of 70%, will be lowered to 65. And the reason is that if we make the kids feel they're successful, they will lead to more success. No, they won't. Because the illusion of success leads to more failure. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be treated by a doctor who only scored 65%. I don't want to be in an airplane being piloted by a pilot who only scored 65%. We used to be a nation where excellence was valued. It was encouraged. We encouraged our students to do really well, but our schools have become politicized. They don't educate, they indoctrinate. And the kids are tuning out on that because these kids are smart enough to realize they're being fed a lot of political propaganda instead of reading, writing, arithmetic, science, and engineering. And so this is the wrong day, the wrong way to go. I mean, we're going to say, yes, we've got a higher percentage of graduating students, but when those students go out to compete in the international countries who have maintained high standards of education, we're going to be at an automatic disadvantage. So this is a feel-good thing. We're going to feel good now because our students are getting passing grades, but they're selling out our future competitiveness to do so. And this sort of underscores one of the drawbacks of our system of government. Because everybody who's there in power, they're only thinking about doing something until the next election. Obama was out there telling Europe, keep Greece in place until after the election. They're not thinking long term. They're not thinking 5, 10, 20 years down the road. That's why they've let the infrastructure fall apart. They're out there saying, I can't campaign on the fact that I piled up more dirt on the levees. Nobody cares about that. I'm president who got bin Laden. That's what will win me elections. We become a society that is all shadow and no substance. Wearable esteem, feeling good because they changed the benchmarks. And the actual core of what makes a nation, is just rotting away from within. America's already in decline, heading for the final collapse, just like the Soviet Union. Can't happen soon enough. Now, under the category of stupid, which I did not have at whatreallyhappened.com, and I should have, apparently there is a school, Grand Island's school board policy, basically talks about a zero tolerance policy for anything regarding weapons, which includes apparently pointing your finger at somebody that looks like a gun, like kids would do bang bang. They're saying that's banned. We can't have kids even pretending or even thinking about guns. Guns are bad. We've got to get the guns out of there. They're bad. Well, apparently there is a 3-year-old student who is hearing challenged and he speaks sign language. And one of the signs for his own name is that pointing the finger symbol. And it is a recognized sign by the deaf community. There are standards for sign language. And the school is saying he has to change the sign for his own name because currently the sign language for his name violates their no weapons policy. So they're all in a huff about, you know, not pointing fingers and pretending to have guns and everything, but at the same time we're going to go ahead and lower the testing threshold so we can claim that more of you passed and we look good. Talk about the politicalization of education in this system. If I were lucky enough to have had children, and it is one of the great disappointments of my life that I did not, I would have homeschooled. Or I would have found some way to put them in private school. Anything to keep them out of these state propaganda factories that passes modern education. It is absurd in the extreme here. Now, remember how they were whipping up this whole climate gate, global warming, and all these scientists in exchange for funding signed on and signed all these petitions saying we must deal with this crisis right now. Well, there's a new one that's coming out here. Apparently, an international group of prominent scientists, notice they put the word in there, prominent, meaning you should pay attention to them and don't pay attention to the others who are not in our employ. They've signed the Cambridge Declaration on Consciousness, in which they proclaim their support for the idea that animals are conscious and aware to degrees similar to humans. And it's a list of animals that includes all the mammals, birds, even the octopus, which is a very smart critter, by the way. And then they go on, will this make us stop treating those animals in totally inhumane ways? And the answer, of course, is no. Our government is still perfectly willing to throw conscious and intelligent human beings onto the bayonets of Israel's enemies. And this Cambridge Declaration is pretentious in the extreme. Anybody who has a pet, like a dog or a cat, who've watched them twitch or run in places they're having dreams, they know their animals have consciousness. They know animals are self-aware. There's nothing new in that. What this probably is the beginning of a new campaign to convince us all to give up eating meat, because those poor animals are, you know, conscious, won't stop our politicians from chowing down on steaks over there in Georgetown, of course. But to convince us all to go back and eating our share of genetically modified corn, the exact same fodder they're feeding to the other livestock in the barnyard. And so this is another crank up to say that we should treat animals, you know, with care and humanity when we don't even treat our own species that way. you know, I'll agree to be much more caring about animals. And by the way, I love nature and animals. And I'll agree to be much more humane toward animals when our government agrees to be much more humane towards our fellow human beings. Which brings me back to the fact that Pakistan has once again asked the United States of America to please stop murdering our innocent civilians with these drone attacks. And I know what's going on here. They're going to get everybody all hot and bothered about cruelty to animals and clubbing the baby seals and all this other stuff, so you can feel like you're doing something to make the world a better place without actually getting in the way of all the wars. That's what this is about. Give you something that you can meddle in and feel good about, that you're making the world a better place, but keep you from actually interfering in things that actually would make the world better, like ending the wars and getting rid of the Federal Reserve. They don't want you thinking about that. They're going to just concoct all of these make-believe crises and causes. You know, I remember when I was still in Hollywood about 20 years ago, and I was just getting involved in peace activism, and I was trying to call attention to the fact that Vince Foster was actually murdered and made to look like a suicide, and our own government was up to its neck in drug smuggling and all this other stuff. And all of my former associates in Hollywood, they were all caught up in deadbeat dads and baby seals and all this other stuff, because that was safe. They could go out and help popularize themselves and get their media minute, because they have all these causes. Every star has to have a pet cause, and they're all stuff that doesn't affect the status quo. But anybody who stands up and challenges the legitimacy of the wars or our government's slavery to Israel, especially that one, or the mismanagement of our economy, your career vanishes. I had it happen twice to me. Second time, I wasn't entirely uncomfortable with it. But that's what's going on. They're trying to create a new cause for everybody to get involved with, because it's safe. You don't have to risk going up against the government to care about the cows and the chickens and the horses and all the rest of that stuff. And I'm not saying that we should not be humane to our fellow life forms on this planet, but it isn't sincere. And I will agree to be humane to all of our fellow mammals as long as our government agrees to start being humane to our fellow human beings, which has certainly not been the case in places like Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo and all these various other torture centers, where they're still torturing Iraqis to find Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, for all you Kafka fans out there. Once again, the carbon Nazis are coming back. They're trying to scream that Arctic sea ice is at its lowest ever level, and it will get worse. By the way, they made the same claim back in 1947. The USS Skate, when it did its sail to the North Pole to project American power into the Arctic regions, they found open water and no ice at all. The ice is always getting thicker and thinner and thicker and thinner and thicker and thinner. It's not a crisis. It's the way it's always been. But they're trying to come back and say, you must agree to a global carbon tax. You must agree to cap and trade. You must live simpler, more austere lives so that we may have more money to give to the bankers and to Wall Street. And by the way, apparently Australia's carbon market, which has already destroyed Australia's economy, is now being linked with the European carbon market. They're going to turn this into the beginnings of the global fascist banking system. Yes, pay us all your money. It's good for planet Earth. You will save the world by living lives of poverty. No, we won't. No, we won't at all. Now, apparently, it has now been confirmed that India's polio eradication campaign in 2011 caused 47,500 cases of vaccine-induced polio paralysis. Oh, we're going to go out and just protect all these people from polio, which had all but vanished from the planet. And 47,500 people who got this vaccine are now paralyzed for the rest of their lives. By the way, Bill Gates paid for most of this. They're just playing reckless games with this science. And now, of course, Bill Gates' new plan, he wants to fund the spraying of vaccine all over the human populations from aerial drones, so you won't have the choice. You won't have the right to say no. Completely out of control. Going to take a break for commercials. Back with phone calls after these words from our sponsors.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones here. Eric in Michigan, you seem to be calling an awful lot today. What's on your mind?
Well, Michael, I tell you what, you are the laser beam of enlightenment. you've given me a new lease on life, and I wanted just to call your attention. I'll be referring people to your program every day. As I told your call screener, I'm attempting to organize a local grassroots think tank. And based on your program, this, I think, will come to fruition. What I discovered, a friend of mine sent me a subscription to Newswatch magazine. There's this True Blue Patriot minister out of...
Okay, Eric, excuse me for interrupting. This is a very short segment of the show, and you need to get to the point here. Why did you call?
Here in this... In this publication, Newswatch magazine, by the end of 1935, 100,000 Jews had left Germany, but 450,000 still remained. This is according to historian, author, Barton Biggs, author of Wealth, War, and Wisdom. So So growing up, I always heard, I had a paper route left of Jewish families on my paper route. I always heard about 6 million Jews in the Holocaust. But here this historian author says by the end of 35, only 450,000 remained after 100,000 had left. So that tells me 550,000 total were there in Germany.
Well, this is kind of already known. I mean, look at the whoppers that we have been taught by our own government. Saddam's weapons of mass distraction, light at the end of the tunnel, the economy's rebounding, the massive disparity in the jobless rate that's coming from the government versus the actual reality of a 40% jobless rate in the country right now. We know governments lie to us, and obviously everything we have ever been taught in our schools, everything we've ever been taught by Hollywood or corporate media as a whole, it is all suspect. And we need to go back and look at that. I mean, even Auschwitz, has had to basically say not as many people died there as was originally claimed. They changed the plaques out front. The Red Cross records do not support the Orthodox story of the Holocaust. Basically, the reason for that whole 6 million, first of all, it happens to be a Talmudic reference. There is a reference in the Talmud that the Jewish people will return to Israel after 6 million have been sacrificed. And they used that number in World War II. They even used it in World War I. A lot of people are unaware of that. The whole propaganda campaign, send money to the Jews. There, 6 million Jews are starving to death in Europe and so forth and so on. And they use that number over and over again. It has no basis in facts. It's just part of the propaganda. And the reason for it is very simple. At the close of World War II, okay, the Zionist movement was cranking up to try and say Israel belongs to us because of all we have suffered. And remember, at the close of World War II, all of the Allied nations had united together against Germany on the principle that one group of people does not have a right to march into somebody else's land and simply take it for their own. And yet here were the founders of Zionism trying to convince the world to allow Israel to do precisely that, to go into Palestine and seize it for their own. And to do that, they needed a propaganda device of such overwhelming force that the world's population that had just sacrificed much blood and treasure to say to Germany, you may not go into Poland and just take it over for yourself, would turn around and say, yeah, I guess it's okay for Israel to take Palestine. And that's where it all came about. There is no mention of the Holocaust in any of the contemporary writings of Churchill or Truman or Roosevelt. The Red Cross records from their offices inside all of the slave labor camps that were being run in Germany. And by the way, the Red Cross is not allowed into any of the camps the U.S. is running. They don't support all of this stuff. And I'm not saying the Nazis were good guys. They weren't. And they did a lot of things that no good moral person should ever approve of. But we know that governments and political institutions and religions will lie through their teeth to get what they want, because you are all brainwashed to always tell the truth and therefore to expect the truth is being told to you. And it just simply is not so. This is old news. The whole idea of the 6 million thing has been discredited so many times. You know, the lampshade story has been discredited. The soap story has been discredited. It's all nonsense. They did ground penetrating radar at Treblinka. The strata underneath the camp has been undisturbed since the Ice Age laid it down there. There are no hidden mass graves. It's all a hoax. It's all a fraud to get you to go along with Israel doing what Israel wants to do. Now they're trying a new fraud. Iran has nuclear weapons. And by the way, apparently an ex-IAEA expert who's no longer politically controlled has come out and said that all of this talk about Iran's weapons program, it is based entirely on rumors coming from Israel's government. So it's just more of the same stuff going on here. All righty, getting back to the present day here, we were talking about this vaccine program over in India, which has caused 47,000 cases of vaccine-induced polio-like paralysis on these poor people. The vaccine caused more polio than the polio did. I'm going to take a break for commercials. We'll be coming back about more of this murder by medicine that we're seeing all over the world.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural organic and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm going to take a break away from the vaccine stuff here because I'm getting a lot of really good emails. I think one of the joys of this show is that we have an audience that is very much with it. They're sharp, they're funny, and sometimes they send in stuff that is just a delight to read. And there was an email dialogue I was having somebody regarding my comments about Windows 8 and Linux. And somebody sent an email saying, if you spin a Windows 8 installation CD backwards, it plays satanic noises. Guess what happens when you spin it forward? It installs Windows. All righty, let's see. A couple of stories about Mitt the Twit. Apparently, Mitt Romney is now saying in interviews he had no idea that Ron Paul's delegates were being stripped from him by these state Republican committees. He had nothing to do with that at all. And the bovine excrement meter just exploded, and the needle's buried in the wall over there by the window. Another story about Mitt the Twit. Apparently somebody got a photo of Mitt Romney's private luxury yacht. It's a huge thing. I think some of the third world navies don't have boats that large. It's flying the flag of the Cayman Islands. A wonderful flag for a presumptive Republican nominee for the United States president to have on the stern of his ship. Now, There is a rule. If you have a boat or a ship, you must fly the flag of its nation of registry. And that's the reason the Cayman Islands flag is on this yacht. Which means he's registered the yacht in the Cayman Islands. The yacht's name is the Cracker Bay. And that is just one more indicator that a great deal of Mitt Romney's wealth is outside the United States of America and not appearing on his financial disclosure forms. This is a huge yacht. Huge, huge yacht. So, yeah, he's got the Cayman Islands flag. Next, it'll be the flag of Israel, I bet you. Anyway, now, getting back to this vaccine situation. Pardon me. We are seeing this report about how the vaccine, the anti-polio vaccine campaign in India, funded mostly by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, has actually caused 47,500 cases of vaccine-induced polio-like paralysis. And the Gates Foundation is already talking about wanting to bring this vaccine program to the entire world through drone spraying. In other words, you will have lost your freedom to say no to have these chemicals sprayed on you. We also know that Bill and Melinda Gates are at the forefront of the forced depopulation of planet Earth, and that vaccination programs are very often used for covert sterilization of people. There was a huge scandal several years back now. World Health Organization was going around to women in third world countries, offering them a free typhus vaccination. It was a three-shot series, which everybody was puzzled because there's already a typhus vaccine. It's a single shot. And it was later found out that what this shot was actually doing was tricking the women's body into treating pregnancy as if it was an infection, so they would spontaneously abort. We have a serious, serious problem where the world's ultra-wealthy people see themselves as somehow entitled merely by having wealth, and in Melinda Gates' case, she simply married into it, but that gives her the right to go out to the rest of the world and tell women, we don't think you should have any more babies. And because I have the money, it shall be so. Now, I will grant you there is a population problem on planet Earth. And there always will be, because sex is a lot more fun than dying. But for any one group or individual to say that they have the right to decide who shall have babies and who shall not, that too is not what America is supposed to stand for. Apparently a caller offline wanted to let me know that military vehicles are traveling the streets of New Orleans right now. And I did tell you, Obama is going to move quickly to show that he is taking care of the people of New Orleans so he can stand it up as a contrast to how Bush handled Hurricane Katrina. And once the election is over, all that support and everything will go away. Remember those FEMA trailers? You know, and they wound up taking them back, which was actually a good thing because they were so loaded with formaldehyde vapors from the spray foam, urethane insulation and everything was making people sick to live in them. Nasty, nasty stuff. Formaldehyde is a carcinogen. You will get cancer breathing that stuff here. Meanwhile, getting back to India is if they don't have enough problems with this polio vaccine making people sick, permanently paralyzed. Apparently, there is a clothing store in India that decided to call itself Hitler. And it's a clothing store that features, you know, a lot of leather and all the rest of that stuff. And it's just branding. And, of course, the Jewish groups over there are saying, you can't do that. You must change the name of your store, blah, 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 blah. Now, I will grant you, I think it was tacky for this guy to do. But there's a lot that we see in retail that's equally tacky as well. And we all understand that if had the owner of this store named his store Napoleon or Genghis Khan or Alexander the Great, nobody would kick up a fuss. This is just Israel whining to the world one more time that it's the victim and everybody must change the world to make Israelis comfortable. And I am tired of hearing about it. Get a life already. All of this stuff that happened with the Nazis in Germany happened before we were all born. I'm 60 years old today, and all of this happened before I was born. And I'm tired of hearing about it. We have problems to deal with today. We have genocide taking place today. We have torture taking place today. Can we all agree that we're going to live in the present? And by the way, there is no inherent right to go through your life being unoffended. There's no inherent right to go out and scream that everybody else has to change their paint job to make you happy. If you don't like the fact that this guy named his store Hitler, and by the way, I don't shop there. That's it. I'm certainly not going to shop there. Not that I'm in India. But there are shops I don't shop in because I find their names offensive. But you know something? I'm not going to stand there and scream that he's got to change the name of the store. Or stand there and say, you can't go in there, because that is antithetical to freedom of choice. If you don't like something, go away. Change. You don't like what's on the radio, change the channels. Don't like what's on the TV, change the channels. You don't like gay marriage, don't marry gays. But all of the evil in the world arises from when one individual or group thinks they have the right to go out and demand other people change how they live their lives. Look how often we're told that these invasions of all these other countries around the world are justified because we're bringing them the American way of life. Well, if they wanted the American way of life, they'd be living that life already without our help. They're living the lives they want to live. Anyway, so it's just nonsense, and I'm sick and tired of the whining. I really, really am. Enough. Enough with the crying wolf. Enough with the claiming that we're always the victim when you've got the sixth most potent nuclear arsenal on Earth. Enough. We're tired of hearing it all the time. We want to live in the 21st century with the rest of humanity. And I don't feel like being dragged back to the 1940s or even the 1950s. All those Cold War aficionados want to go back to the heyday of the Cold War, when Americans could be counted on to wet themselves when they just heard the word commie. Which, by the way, a lot of these people at the GOP convention, that's what they're screaming about the pro. You're all communists. And those younger kids are going, huh? Because our schools no longer propagandize our children to wet themselves when they hear the word communist. And now they're propagandizing these kids to wet themselves when they hear Muslims. Ooh, the evil Muslims. So I was talking earlier, you know, about this idea of hate. There are hates that are bad. And I'll tell you the hates that are bad and inappropriate. These are the manufactured hates sold by politicians and religious leaders for political gain and personal aggrandizement. You should hate them because they're different. That's an invalid hate, and we should rightly condemn those. But we evolved to feel hate for a reason, and there are things that are deserving of hate. I hate politicians who sell out their constituents for a dollar. Don't you? If you don't, there's a problem with you. I hate liars, cheats, and thieves. But I repeat myself. I hate those who proclaim the value of morality while buggering the altar boys behind the choir loft. I hate bankers who see it as their natural right to enrich themselves by fraudulently looting their customers. Hate is necessary. We evolve to feel it because it is a survival mechanism that allows us to deal with threats. And right now, ordinary people around the world are under threat from the money junkies and the war hawks and those who claim to be our social superiors because they're willing to lie, cheat, and steal when we will not. And that doesn't make them superior. The willingness to lie, cheat, steal, and kill does not make you a superior human being. It makes you a human being willing to lie, cheat, steal, and kill. And we need to recognize that. These are not our social superiors. If they were socially superior, they wouldn't need to dress up with expensive suits and lots of bling and fancy-looking robes and funny-looking hats to try and convince us that they are somehow our superiors. Anyway. I mentioned this yesterday, but I want to come back to this a little bit again. There is now a report circulating among the intelligence community of the United States of America, basically saying that America's long-term strategic interests are best served by separating away from Israel. No shock there. We've been saying exactly the same thing for a lot of years now. Of course, AIPAC and the Israeli government are screaming, you're all Nazis and anti-Semites and the rest of that stuff. But this seems to signal that even within the United States government, the recognition it is time to get rid of this particular monkey off of our national back. It's the beginning of the end of America's unquestioning support and protection of Israel. So I have a message to the CIA, the NSA, the FBI, the DIA, the BFD, and all the rest of those alphabet agency people who I know have representatives listening to this show. I will take back, gladly, all the nasty things I've ever said about you if you will help purge this nation of all of Israel's butt boys, spies, drones, minions, the pro-Israel prostitutes, and all these other Israel firsters. No government can serve two masters. A government that serves Israel cannot, does not, and will not serve the American people. A friend of Israel is no friend of America. And right now, at this crucial time in our history, America needs leaders who will put America first, second, and third. And so I'm very delighted to hear that the intelligence agencies are waking up to this, that the U.S. government is leading this nation to its destruction. We have a parasite riding on the national body. The body is shriveled and withered and almost bloodless and is soon to die. And the parasite is already getting ready to hop across the border onto Canada. And they don't care if they destroy the nation, as long as they get every last single penny, every last single bullet out of that rotting carcass of what used to be the greatest nation on earth. So our intelligence agencies are finally showing some intelligence. We should applaud that a little. All righty. Let's see. More about the Gates Foundation. We've covered that. Okay, here's another one. Merck was conducting these vaccine trials. They go out and they'll find like some third world country where there are no laws protecting the people from this kind of experimentation, and they conduct the trials. And apparently, this latest round of Merck trials has triggered an AIDS-like disease, which is notable because the HIV virus does not seem to be present in these victims, but they're suffering the same exact effects. The pharmaceutical companies have been very, very reckless with these technologies. I am still convinced that the HIV virus itself, which can also provoke these same symptoms, was an accidental creation of the smallpox vaccination campaign. Because in the areas where HIV first surfaced in Africa, they were making the vaccines locally in wood shacks with no real controls over contamination. We know that some of the blood carrying the cowpox came from cows with bovine leukemia. We know that the sheep livers on which the smallpox was being cultured for the vaccine had the what's called the Vishnu virus. And the HIV virus looks like a clone between bovine leukemia and sheep Vishnu virus. It has characteristics common to both. And back then, they did not understand how viruses could spontaneously recombine under certain circumstances. Now they know it's a common thing. That's where all these new flus are appearing that combine bird and pig and all this other stuff. And I think that is where it came from, and nobody wants to admit it because the lawsuits would start flying left and right. But we know they're taking reckless chances in order to get the vaccine product out there, to get the money. And then we'll just pay off the few lawsuits and we'll bribe the media to keep telling the truth, or rather to keep from telling the truth about what's going on. Remember when we had that lady on the show whose mother died in the Tylenol scare? And they found out from their own investigation this had been a murder by an employee of the company that makes the Tylenol. So all these little safety wraps that we've been sold ever since then wouldn't have stopped it. Classic case. Poison the person they really wanted to kill, poison a bunch of Tylenol bottles, so it looks like a random mass killing. And the media went along with claiming it was done at the retail level to prevent lawsuits from coming back and harming this poor, giant corporation that pays taxes. We're shocked today at the degree to which we are being lied to by the government, by the corporations, and by their enslaved media, the prostitutes. And what we're coming to grips with right now is it's always been this way. The American people are the most lied to people on the face of the earth. And the time has come for us to stand up and say we will not accept the lies any longer. Because when government lies to you, when corporations lie to you, when the media lies to you, it is not for your benefit. It is to get something from you, your money, your obedience, your vote, your children to die in wars. Now, the Constitution of the United States of America, yes, I'm one of those fringy people who still think that's important. The Constitution does not allow the government to lie to the people of the United States of America, and the 10th Amendment forbids them from arrogating that right to themselves. So when the government lies to you, it acts illegally and unconstitutionally, and it delegitimizes itself. Every lie by the government is another reminder we have an illegal government ruling this land. It's an occupation government, occupying us on behalf of a foreign nation. Going to take a break for commercials? No, I got one more minute. I misread the clock here. let's see. Remember all that talk about statin drugs? The side effects were worse than the benefit of the drugs. They were finding out statins were actually causing more problems to arteries and hearts than they were curing. And that's pretty much established right now. So what is the medical establishment doing about it? They're now mounting a campaign to say that everybody over 50 should be given statins just in case they might get heart disease. Even the healthy people, everybody will be mandated to have statins. While we're at it, let's give them chemotherapy just in case they might get cancer. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. There's someone wants to help her.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Last segment of our show today. And then the party starts. I'm going to take my wife out to lunch here, I think. We were talking yesterday about how there appeared to be massive bank runs taking place in Spain, was not being reported in the U.S. media. for reasons that should be obvious, don't want the serfs to get bad ideas about taking their money out of the bank. That's silly, letting them take their own money out of the bank. We can't have that kind of thing in the United States. And apparently today, at least three regions of Spain have now said they need a new bailout from Spain's central bank. And they're asking for very, very large sums of money. So apparently this bank run is major league bank run is very much underway in Spain. Could tip this whole thing. Spain is now in trouble. Greece is in trouble. Italy's in trouble. Germany's tired of paying for it all. And behind it all, of course, is that trap, the trap of private central banking, that 11th marble. So that is really cranking up. Heading over to California at San Onofre, they have started to defuel reactor number 3. This is the reactor where they did this, what they called routine maintenance because they didn't want an NRC inspection. It turned out to be a major upgrade to that primary cooling loop heat exchanger so they could extract more energy out of the reactor, generate more power, make more money. Apparently, they used an inferior alloy in the heat exchanger tubes, and it's corroded and cracked much earlier than was expected. And so now that they're defueling the reactor, first step of decommissioning it and just giving up on the thing, you know, it's probably cheaper to build a new reactor than to try and go back in and simply replace all of this highly radioactive material. But they're defueling the reactor. That will not be back online anytime soon. Meanwhile, a cybersecurity expert has found a flaw in the software that allows hackers to spy on and attack the communications of critical infrastructure operators in power plants, water systems, dams, including nuclear reactors. This sounds to me like somebody has all of a sudden discovered that Stuxnet is as firmly embedded in the United States infrastructure as it was over there in Japan at the time of the Fukushima disaster. Amazing stuff here. It's kind of a sad story, but it's a little bit funny. Apparently some guy was trying to fake a Bigfoot sighting. Maybe he wanted to build up tourism in his town or something like that. And he got struck by a couple of cars on the highway and killed. So there's a Darwin Award nominee going into next year here. The San Francisco Archbishop-elect has been arrested in a DUI down in San Diego. This is the guy who got the job after the guy who was in charge of San Francisco that had to leave because of all this child molestation stuff like this. I'm going to end on a little positive story here. We're watching Curiosity. They're starting to rove around. They're starting to use all of its wonderful senses, and they're finding very intriguing geological stuff. Back in 1976, we put Viking down on the most dull and boring spot we could because that was for safety. And looking at what's coming back from Curiosity, they're in a much more fascinating area. And this is going to be a lot of fun watching what they do. That's it for our show. Be back tomorrow, maybe hungover, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe. Thank you for all the calls and emails coming in. You know, have a good time. Please support Republic Broadcasting, support whatreallyhappened.com, and Aloha America.
It's true.